This is Akashwani, the news, read by Nishit Kumar. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar met U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio in Washington last night ahead of the critical minerals ministerial schedule for today. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said the wide-ranging conversations covered our bilateral cooperation agenda, regional and global issues. He also said facets of India-U.S. strategic partnerships were discussed, including trade, energy, nuclear, defense, critical minerals and technology. Secretary Rubio and Minister Jaishankar welcomed the trade deal reached between President Trump and Prime Minister Modi. The two leaders emphasized the importance of the democracies working together to unlock new economic opportunities and advance our shared energy security goals. Secretary Rubio and Minister Jaishankar concluded their meeting by expressing their commitment to expanding bilateral and multilateral cooperation through the Quad. They acknowledged that the prosperous Indo-Pacific region remains vital to advancing our shared interests. The 13th edition of the joint military exercise Khanjar between India and Kyrgyzstan will begin today at Misamare in Sonitpur district of Assam. It will further strengthen bilateral defense cooperation and deepen the enduring military partnership between the two nations. Union Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw announced the successful breakthrough of the second mountain tunnel of the Mumbai-Ahmedabad high-speed rail project in Palghar of Maharashtra. This marks a key milestone in the country's ambitious bullet train corridor. This tunnel is 454 meters long with a width of 14.4 meters and will accommodate both up and down tracks for the Mumbai-Ahmedabad bullet train project. Mr. Vaishnaw yesterday hailed the entire team for working at a good pace, saying that the entire world is witnessing India's first high-speed rail project. He informed that the breakthrough of the second mountain tunnel in Palghar has been achieved within a month, with the first breakthrough happening on the 2nd of January this year. The Reserve Bank of India will hold its Monetary Policy Committee MPC meeting from today to Friday. The decision of RBI Governor Sanjay Malhotra-led six-member MPC will be announced on Friday. The RBI has already reduced the repo rate by 125 basis points since February 2025, bringing it down to 5.25%. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has invited citizens to watch the special Pariksha Pe Charcha episode on Friday. In a social media post, he said it is refreshing to interact with India's youth. The Prime Minister emphasized on the importance of stress-free exams and shared practical insights on overcoming challenges, maintaining balance and nurturing confidence. Mr. Modi informed that this year, the interactive sessions were held with exam warriors in Devamogra, Coimbatore, Raipur, Guwahati and at 7 Lok Kalyan Marg in Delhi. BJP leader Yumnam Khemchand Singh has been unanimously elected as the BJP Legislative Party leader of Manipur. He was elected in the Legislative Party meeting held at the party headquarters in New Delhi yesterday. In a social media post, party's general secretary and central observer appointed for the election of the Legislature Party leader in Manipur, Tarun Chugh, informed about his election. Goa Chief Minister Pramod Sawant will inaugurate the Goa Book Festival today at the Kampal Ground in Panaji. The festival will see the presence of over 200 stalls. Visitors can avail a 10% discount on books across multiple languages including Konkani, Marathi and English. Director of NBT India Yuvraj Malik and Chairman of Lokmanya Cultural Foundation Kiran Thakur shared details of the literary celebration. In the ICC Men's Under-19 ODI Cricket World Cup, India will take on Afghanistan in the second semi-final at the Harare Sports Club in Zimbabwe today. The match will begin at 1 p.m. Indian time. Ayush Mhatre, led Men in Blue, has remained unbeaten in the tournament so far. The winner of the match will play against England in the final on Friday. And in the Women's Premier League Cricket, Delhi Capitals defeated Gujarat Giants in the eliminator by 7 wickets at the BCA Stadium in Vadodara last night. Delhi Capitals successfully chased the target of 169 runs in the 16th over with 7 wickets in hand. Opening batter Lizelle Lee scored highest 43 runs, while skipper Jemima Rodrigues also contributed 42 runs in the chase. Rodrigues was also adjudged player of the match. Meanwhile, Delhi Capitals will now take on Royal Challengers Bengaluru in the final match tomorrow. And with that, we end this news bulletin.